Good morning, everybody. It's Dave Weiner, and I just got into Albany, and I'm totally tired. I did so much driving today. I got up at the crack of dawn and was out on the road, crossed the border, U.S. border, at about 7 a.m., and it's great to be back in the U.S., and I wanted to do a very brief little podcast with some ideas that that occurred to me while I was driving, which is often where I get some pretty good ideas, I think. And next steps and things that, sort of, you know, I think that we can say that the OPML editor launch on Windows was a success, in many, many ways. And one of them is it's going to definitely get us the Mac version. I was having trouble getting people in the Mac community, the Mac Frontier community, to pay attention to the project. I had asked on one of the Frontier kernel mail lists for some help and didn't get any response. I think I understand the psychology there. And, you know, it didn't feel real. And today, I think it feels real. And I think that the Mac community is going to have to manage the Mac release. It's an open source project and not commercial, and it's managed differently from a commercial release. And I'm going to take responsibility for the Windows product, but even there, I'm not going to take responsibility for anything like the whole thing. My job basically is to delegate as much as I can, reasonably delegate, and then figure out what parts you know, I want to keep working on. And so, for example, a couple of people have started working on installers, and that's, of course, great. We totally need an installer. I don't know how to do installers on Windows. I don't even know how to do them on the Mac. From my, you know, days as a Mac developer. So, you know, it's wonderful. And so what's the process? How do we do that? First, you recruit some people to test it, and you show me that basically it works and that they're happy with it and they get the result they're looking for. And then once that happens, and that's got to take a little while, you know, maybe even some iteration, you know, you get some feedback and incorporate it. And, you know, everybody has, you know, a day job, and it just takes a little while to do it. Then we see if we can't work out a way for us, a process. Either you're going to give me something that I run every time I want to produce a release that I'll run that produces the installer. And then it's got to be really easy, because basically I've got a five-step process for releasing, and I'm willing to add a sixth step, but I'm not willing to add 25 more steps. Because, first of all, that's how you introduce errors. And second of all, that's how it becomes a pain in the ass to do subsequent releases. So, but we totally need to have an installer. And I think, to me, the most important thing is, first of all, well, of course, you have to know what you're doing and produce a really good result. The software has to be good. But it's also really important that we work well together. You know, it's no fun working with somebody who, you know, isn't fun to work with. So, that's important too. So, and the good news is that the people who have stepped up to do this are people. In one case, I don't want to name names. I think that's kind of tacky, because it sort of commits people, and I don't want to do that. But in one case, it's somebody who I've worked with before and really enjoyed working with, and welcome the opportunity to work with again. So, that's sort of one tack. Another thing I've heard is people now want to know, okay, can I do this permanently? And in other words, I've got my blog set up. It's running on hosting.opml.org. And then the question is this something that I can rely on for the indefinite future? And the answer is no, you can't. And I want to be really upfront and clear about that the hosting situation there is really strictly for evaluation purposes on both sides. It's for evaluation purposes for you, and it's for evaluation purposes for me. I'm happy to provide the server space and the server bandwidth. There's no issue about the pipe there, because I bought an unlimited bandwidth pipe there for that. machine. So all that can happen is the machine gets slow at serving. It can't cost me money, more money to serve there because of the way the economic deal that I did with the service provider there. So that's not something that I worry about, that part of it. And however, you know, we did have the experience with weblogs.com hosting, and I want everybody to remember that there's no promise here that this is, I'm making the disclaimer extra strong, because I don't want anybody to be misled. This is not a permanent arrangement. It's for evaluation purposes, for experimental purposes. When it is done for real, you will get a service agreement that is very clear, and it'll be very clear what the agreement is and what I'm committing to doing. And first let me just say, before anything like that happens, I'm going to release the back-end software as open source under GPL. And I'm going to work with people who want to set up clones of hosting.opml.org. I'm going to encourage people to do that. And I'm going to help them as much as I reasonably can to do that. And in other words, I'm going to get a reference release out of the back end, and I'm hoping that that the kernel gets ported to Linux so that that can run on, or Unix basically, so it can run on any Unix-based operating system. It already runs on Windows. It will run on the Mac when all the software here runs on the Mac, which should be pretty shortly, I hope, knock wood. So before any kind of business arrangement is offered, you will have the option of moving your content to some other service. Okay, so I know the psychology here. I don't want people to feel like I'm trying to, basically steer you into making me money. Okay, although I really wouldn't mind making a little bit of money. Okay, it wouldn't bother me one bit. But all in due course, at the right time, there'll be an offer, and you'll be able to say no and still be able to continue to operate your blog. I also want to do something much like the map a domain feature, which I'm sure not very many people have looked at yet for the directory stuff. I want to do something similar to that for the blogs, so that you can point your domain at my server, and then I can do the serving for you for the evaluation period. And that way you can get started for real. You can think of it as your real blog. Even though we haven't made a business deal yet, because you'll be able to move that domain wherever you want to when the time comes, or whenever you want to, actually, your choice, because it'll be your domain and you'll be owning the DNS and be able to control that. So that's all coolness, I hope. I'm sure I'll hear from people if it's not. Now's the time to talk about this. Later on, it's not okay, to say, well, I invested all this and I thought basically you were going to do this forever and that, this was completely a labor of love and you're willing to work for me for free forever, no matter what. Well, I want to be really clear. None of that is true, okay? I could lose my backups tomorrow. You better have a good backup copy of your content. And the way the software is organized, by the way, you do have a good backup of all of your content. It's all stored on your machine and just mirrored onto my server. That's the architecture of it. So if you do nothing other than, maintain your machine and don't lose the data on your machine, and of course that even is hard to do sometimes, make a backup copy of your OPML folder in your My Documents, the OPML subfolder of My Documents, and then you're going to know that you've got all your content, basically, if you copy that folder somewhere, and it's going to be pretty small and pretty easy to copy. You might also want to throw in a copy of the OPML folder that contains the application and all of its root files and stuff like that, because there is preferences and stuff like that is stored there, and it could be a pain in the butt to get that back, so you might want to make a copy of both of those things periodically, just to be safe. But you do have a copy of all. Unlike a hosting service like TypePad or Blogger, for example, where you don't have copies of your data. Here you do have copies of your data, and so that's on to the next subject. I'm starting to think about how to do templates, and obviously that the blogging tool to get, you know, complete, you're going to need to, obviously nobody wants to just automatically use the scripting news template, which is basically what the blogging tool has right now. If you're, you know, familiar with the template language for something like Movable Type or TypePad or Blogger or Radio or Manila or WordPress or whatever, think about what you like about them and what you don't like about them. And later today I'm going to put up a post where I ask people to, you know, say, okay, you know, what would, now that we've got some experience with this stuff, what would your dream, you know, and know that I want to go for simplicity. I want simplicity for the user. That's always going to be the most important thing, he says, hoping somebody doesn't find a case where that wasn't the most important thing. Well, we're going to have some good debates for sure. I'm going to try to avoid them, but they'll happen. They already are happening. Somebody says I'm a liar. Somebody says I'm misleading people. Well, you know, shit happens, right? Not that I'm lying or misleading. It's just that people think you are or whatever. Okay, so think about what you like and don't like about the various ones. I think that we want to make it as simple as we possibly can, not just basically give you control over placement of things. And also I don't want to use up too many server side resources. So it's gotta, you know, be something that, you know, can run very, very efficiently on the back end. Same thing for enhancements with the directory, HTML directory, tool that runs on the back end, the thing that does the podcasting directories. I've been emailing with Adam about this. They want to do, something new there with iPodder.org. Directory, and they want to use this stuff. So, and I want them to use this stuff. So, you know, think about what you want there too. You know, so that ought to be pretty interesting. And then in terms of content, I'm going to do a little mini project sometime, hopefully within the next few days, where I make all of the back issues of Scripting News and all of the old DaveNets available in OPML format, and make that something that you can open up in your OPML editor, and sort of to provide an example of what sort of what an archive, and pretty extensive, like, you know, we've got you know, 8 years worth of Scripting News and over 10, well, almost 10 years worth of 10 years worth of DaveNet approximately, give or take, because I stopped writing them at some point. If I'd kept writing them, it would be well over 10 years by now, but I did stop writing them, so roughly 10 years worth of that stuff. And most of it was written using an outliner, so the conversion is really mostly can be done just by script. There may be a few old DaveNet pieces and certainly a few old Scripting Newses that may not make the transition or may require conversion or whatever to do. But I think it's important to have a good base of content that's not sort of like exampleware up as soon as possible. I know Phil Terone at Make Magazine said that he was going to do some project to have Make available in OPML format. I totally want him to do that. I think that's a wonderful idea. And any other publishing organization that wants to experiment now that the tool is out, when you have something to show, let me know, and I will link it into my world and let everybody take a look. It's a pretty exciting time, really, to watch sort of people get started with these things. And I think that this is going to grow very quickly because of the precedent of RSS and its success and the success of blogging tools and so forth. So I know already, for example, that there is an OPML search engine that should be announced pretty shortly. People that are actively indexing OPML sources and doing interesting stuff in terms of giving you back OPML as results that can then be browsed included in any application that understands OPML. So it gets kind of spacey and gets kind of interesting pretty quickly there. So anyway, I'm, like I said before, really wiped out. It's been a pretty exhausting few days, quite successful and exhausting few days, and just did a really long drive. Time for a nap and then a walk and some dinner, and hopefully somewhere in there I'm going to do some programming work. Certainly write up a couple of RFCs, ask people for comments about various different ideas. So that's your morning coffee notes for July 26, 2005, coming to you from Saratoga Springs, New York, outside of Albany. Very nice place. And this is whatever, I forgot what I said. Anyway, thanks everybody for all the good vibes. It's really something to see how an incredible community we've got there, and how, you know, when something interesting comes along, people are just sort of, they just get fascinated, and I love that about this group of people. So anyway, talk to you again real soon. Hope to do another podcast sometime not too far down the road. Okay, bye.